CNN Radio, I'm Tommy Andres. More towns are left digging through rubble as another round of deadly tornadoes slammed the southern plains Tuesday. At least five are dead in Oklahoma and two more in Kansas, and a three-year-old Oklahoma boy is now missing. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon says the storms were very unusual.
I've been in office 20 years. I've been through a lot of these natural disasters, but I've never seen this many in a short period of time.
Those same storms caused the evacuation of a Texas Rangers baseball game before heading toward Missouri, threatening Joplin again 2 days after one of the deadliest tornadoes in U.S. history killed 124 people there. But tornado warnings for the town have now expired. Two more survivors were pulled from the rubble in Joplin Tuesday, and residents like Sally Smith are just trying to move on.
Saying goodbye to things is hard, you know, but it's our life. We go on.
Officials estimate that Joplin suffered around $3 billion in damage. In other news, testimony resumes later today in the murder trial of Casey Anthony. CNN's Stan Case has the story.
Day one in the Casey Anthony trial featured a series of bombshells, including an assertion by defense attorney Jose Baez that Kaylee Anthony was not murdered.
Kaylee Anthony died on June 16, 2008, when she drowned in her family's swimming pool.
Baez also claimed George Anthony helped his daughter dispose of the body. George Anthony took the stand to deny the claim.
If I would have known something would have happened to Kaylee, we wouldn't be here today.
And the prosecution contends Casey Anthony killed her daughter so she could be free of parental responsibilities. Stan Case, CNN.
In Libya, a barrage of at least 18 rockets struck Tripoli Tuesday, killing 19 people and wounding another 150. A government official says it was the heaviest onslaught since the mission began. The airstrikes were again targeted at one of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's compounds. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.